Oh yeah, but you know how confident can you be? You know, a lot of people were saying, you know, will she win the gold medal? Well, clearly it's out of my control, and it's certainly out of her control what anybody else was going to be doing in the race. It wasn't her day today. She had swum so well yesterday, broken Olympic record, but today, you know, for whatever reason it was, it just wasn't her day. But she hung on and she did a great job. She's come away with a silver medal and an Olympic record at 20, just 20 years of age. Ranked fifth in the world before she came here, and now holds that Commonwealth record.
It was all hugs and love afterwards.
Oh,
What was that about?
We have a very close relationship, and I think she was just so relieved to see me. She would have had a lot of bottled up emotions there going into the race and then after the race about how she felt. And somebody had said that in a press conference after the swim that she felt disappointed because she thought that she'd let us down. But clearly John and I couldn't be any more proud of Emily than anything else. She did a great job for us.
Any chat about, like, let's say, Magnussen last night and that she'd make up for that kind of thing? What's the general feeling, do you think, within the team?
No, I don't really know because I haven't had any contact with her. I let her do her own thing today, so it was better that she concentrate on what she had to do, and that's how we left it, basically. Because we're not in Australia, I haven't really heard too much media about what's been going on. I know that team would have been disappointed, but clearly Em had a job to do and she would have dealt with that the best way that she could.
Mm. And then you'll be seeing it tonight? What are you going to do?
I'm hoping I'm going to get to see her. I'm not sure yet, but yeah, great big hug and yeah, just be mum, basically. Yeah, looking forward to it.